Ice Hotel, page 4.
Close to the Arctic Circle in Finnish Lapland, there is a castle made of ice. It shines with blue light in the late winter afternoon. It looks like it could be the home of an ice princess in a fairy tale. The walls are blocks of snow, and ice sculptures in the form of sea creatures guard the entrance. A honeymoon couple, Paul and Karen Anderson, approach the entrance. As they walk to the front door, they hear the crunch of their boots on the snow and see the twinkle of stars in the sky, even though it is only 4 o'clock in the afternoon. They step inside the castle, hoping for a unique experience to remember. The Andersons are among a growing number of tourists who are looking for an unusual vacation destination. They are about to stay at the Snow Castle in Kemi, a hotel shaped like a castle and made of ice. Ice hotels are becoming more common to find in the coldest regions of the world. Architects, engineers, and builders construct the hotels from the first ice and snow of winter. Each spring, the castles melt, and each winter, they are completely rebuilt. Karen and Paul have chosen to stay at this particular hotel in the far north of Finland because it is famous for its ice sculptures. They have also come to appreciate the unique beauty of the Arctic winter. The temperatures can go as low as minus 20 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 29 degrees Celsius. But Paul and Karen have packed their warmest clothes, and they are ready. Although the sun never rises above the horizon in midwinter, the daytime sky is not as black as the night. Instead, it is a dark bluish gray. Lucky people might even see the blue, green, red, and white northern lights that dance across the sky. These northern lights, called the Aurora Borealis, happen about 200 times during the winter months. However, it is impossible to predict when they will appear. Karen and Paul walk slowly through the castle. Before checking in, they tour the art gallery and admire the sparkling ice sculptures with colorful lights shining inside them. There are sculptures of boats, fish, and waves that remind them of their summer vacations. However, they can't imagine wearing their beach clothes here because the temperature inside the hotel is only 23 degrees Fahrenheit, minus 5 degrees Celsius. Then they leave the art gallery and go to the restaurant, where the tables and chairs are all carved out of ice. They try reindeer soup with bread. The soup is hot and delicious and warms them up. After dinner, Paul and Karen go to their room. They have booked the luxury suite. It is a large, comfortable room with soft blue and green lights shining inside starfish and mermaid sculptures. The bed, which is also made of ice, is covered with animal skins. The couple stays warm in their sleeping bags on top of the bed. The next day, Karen and Paul take an excursion on an icebreaker, a ship that cuts through heavy ice. The 3-hour tour on the ship includes a stop to go ice swimming. Some passengers, including the Andersons, put on special wetsuits to keep them warm. Then they jump into the freezing water through a hole in the ice. On their final night, Paul and Karen take turns driving a team of dogs on a dog sled. On the way back through the snowy forest, they look up at the sky and observe the dancing colors of the Aurora Borealis. What a special way for them to end this memorable honeymoon!